Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Squirrel. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone.
Well, we're going to try to get this show on the road tonight and last more than 15 minutes.
Yeah, baby steps, right? Let's go.
Baby steps. Okay. If you want to send in questions, send them in to squirrel at wyom.net. She's got her computer right. You do, don't you?
I do. My computer's
wonderful.
Working tonight.
Okay, tonight we're going to do, again, I deserve to be happy and have it all. We're doing it live. Every show we do, I live one way or the other, and this show is for all of you and for me, and we have all have beliefs stuck somewhere that say, who do you think you are to desire more, and what makes you so special, or to get what you want, you have to pay a price. And through my process of moving to a place that I love and leaving family behind, I learned how deeply embedded that belief can be and how it can create the dreaded struggle and guilt. So tonight, the team wants to work with us to give ourselves permission to create the life of our dreams. And I'm very excited about that. We've updated some of the things from last week. Lots of new things coming up. And Squirrel, you're going to talk about astrology.
Yeah, I am. You know, it's changed since last week. Obviously, it changes all the time. But it looks like... this is from Elizabeth Peru, and what she said, that there will be loads of light and direct soul force is shining through us. It's like our inner sun is set aflame. It's a wonderful period for overcoming any self-defeating habits that block you from being all that you are. Use your courage and step into your truth without hesitation. So,
Yay!
I know, it's like, it's a good... chance for all of us now to see the past with love, and also I feel like stop self-defeating habits with ease, and that's kind of what, you know, it kind of moves right into what our show is going to be about.
Good. Okay. Well, maybe that's why it couldn't be last week.
I guess.
Well, you know, it was a little more than that.
I was surprised to find out it was just you and me talking the whole time.
Okay, so last week we attempted to do the first live show since I've moved, and even with our best intentions, we lasted for about 15 minutes before the call was dropped, except that Squirrel and I didn't know it, and dear Seth from BBS Radio was trying unbelievably to get a hold of either one of us. We just thought it was some auto dialer. You know, we didn't, neither one of us were paying attention. And what he was trying to tell us is that the call was dropped, and in order to go back into the show, we had to get off the line and start all over. Well, we didn't get it. So we had a lovely show, just the two of us, and the team.
All of us.
So... at any rate, the sad part of this is that the show did not get recorded, so we apologize for that. It wasn't anybody's fault. It was just one of those things. I did ask the team what was going on, and the response is that the portal here that they're creating, it's still not fully intact. And, of course, today they were working diligently because I had circuit breakers going off all day long. And, which always makes me giggle. And this is a relatively new home. This is not some old house. You know? And
I think, many of us understand what you mean by a portal, so maybe you could embellish that a little bit.
Okay. Wherever I am, there is always a portal. That portal allows the team to come and go. And when we say team, please understand that the team is so much bigger than I think most people understand. Anybody who's spent a lot of time on the website understands that these are beings from not only this galaxy, but other galaxies and levels and dimensions, and includes the angelic realm and collective consciousnesses. It is masters. It is so and masters not only of our realm, but masters of other realms. And so in the healing room where I am right now, there is a full portal. And when you, I had some delivery guys come and they had to change out my washer. And I don't know how we got into the conversation. And I said, would you like to see the healing room? We had just finished it the night before. And they walked into the healing room, and the one young guy said, well, I've always wanted to be healed. And he walked in, and I saw him break out. I even had to take a deep breath because it was so powerful. And he started to sweat, and he ran out of the house, ran out, got in the truck, and never said another word. So that's the portal. It's where really amazing things can happen, and they're still refining it. The goal is for it to be easier on me and at the same time be more impactful. And believe me, they're still working on that one because my eyeballs are spinning. But when the portal isn't right, they have to coordinate the portal with BBS radio. And because when we broadcast, people think that this is just, you know, what goes into the archives, the recorded shows, or, but when we're actually broadcasting, their goal is for it to go throughout the internet globally. And the energies impacting everyone and everything that has a computer or an iPhone or anything. Now, that's pretty big stuff. And, I try not to think about it because that way it doesn't make me more tired than I need to be. But it wasn't right last week, and I could feel it. This week, it's iffy, so we may get dropped again. I'm just letting everybody know. I'm not even sure how much I can channel tonight. at any rate, this portal is very different than the other portals I've had. It's much more crystalline. Much more crystalline. And the energy is really clean. I don't know how else to describe that. For one reason, I'm in the country. I'm sitting on the San Andreas Fault line, literally. And or as close to it as you can get and actually build a house. The whole town, this little town I'm in, is built all around the fault lines of the San Andreas Fault, and the whole town, everything is kind of named after the fault lines, so it's, we rock and roll here. I love being on fault lines. I have this incredible relationship with earthquakes and the earth, and but, you know, we know that I'm not the norm.
really?
Yeah, well, and just to give you an idea how small, I'm literally in Green Acres. I don't know how many people ever watched that show, but the town that I'm in is 20,
life for me.
Yeah, it's 22,000 people, and the whole county is 55,000. So it's a tiny town. And it's sweet, and it's so different going from Las Vegas, of, you know, a town of 2 million people and Area 51 to Green Acres. It's like day and night. So
you know,
let's talk about the, let's take a big segue here and talk about the Pope.
Well, wait, I was going to say that you and I live in similar places now. I live on the fault line, and we're about 20,000 people. So, yeah, from fault to fault, to you.
Well, it makes perfect sense to me, Squirrel. Nothing would surprise me at this point. I didn't realize you were on a fault line.
The Tetons, yeah, we, well, you know, with all the earthquakes we have up in Yellowstone. And
oh, well, perfect. It couldn't be more perfect.
That's right. Everything's shaking.
Okay, so let's talk about the Pope, because this has been coming up this week. there's been so much in the news about the Pope and the selection of a new Pope, and of course, again, more things coming up about disclosures, etc. This has been bringing up a lot of anger in women. So if you're, it can be men as well, but if you're feeling this, this is collective energy, and I just want you to know so that you understand why you're feeling it. You know, we can talk about the patriarchy and many other things, but I have a Jewish client who was really so surprised that she was so angry. I mean, almost rageful, and she just didn't understand. And so the team had quite a talk with her about that. But this goes back to, in the name of God, there was many people who suffered in many different lifetimes, and especially the burning years, which were the end of the 14th, into the 15th, 16th, and 17th century. There's a whole lot more to this, but it is bringing up cellular rage. You may not be able to identify what it's bringing up, and, you know, I'm hoping that people don't get to or go to, you know, they deserve it, you know, this and that. That's not the goal here. We're just watching a shifting of the planet. A shifting of power, and a shifting of power structures, and so a breaking down, a shift, a change. It's going to be very interesting as we all observe to see who the new Pope is, whether or not they reach outside of Europe. But I think there's more focus right now because this Pope stepped out aside. Than certainly ever before. There's a lot of controversy around it. But if you're feeling any anger about it or feeling angst about it, please understand that this is just cellular collective energy that you're feeling. Again, you may have had lifetimes that were impacted by different actions of the church. Understandable. But I did want to bring this up because I've seen such confusion with people who didn't understand why they were feeling what they were feeling. So, you know, I also want to say I'm really happy to be back with everybody. I could have taken much more time off of work. But, you know, I had people piling up and I just felt this need to get going. There was definitely a call for me to be here in California on the fault line with the energies of the earth. And I did talk about this last week. I'm still laughing about my damn house and all the Buddhas. You know, moving from where I was, and I had been there for 8.5 years, and you know, it was definitely a temple, and I everything fit, you know, because I bought it over a period of time, or it came to me over a period of time. When you move all that stuff to a new location, it's a whole different thing. So I'm still laughing about the fact that I'm incredibly Buddha heavy, or what I call Buddha-licious. dear God. And, I mean, they're in the bathroom, the laundry room, they're everywhere. The whole backyard, the front yard. I think probably my dating life is over.
Jackie, remember, where you go, we all go, so.
No. I'm laughing about that. It's just, you know, I have a 1,600-pound statue in the front yard. It's not like, and it's, I think it's just because nobody wanted to move it any further. at any rate, So I want to talk about the choice to make this move and how important it was for me. And it was, I lived here when all this happened. I was living here in Hollister, and it was so powerful and such an extraordinary experience. And I was instructed to leave and to move to Las Vegas, which was a place I really didn't want to go back to, but I did. I had some things to heal with my children and to be there for them as they went through their shifts and changes. But I can tell you, living here, I have some friends here that I adore. They are soul family for me. And so the idea of coming back and being in this energy and being with them was, it just felt overwhelmingly important. And making the choice to leave meant that I left my children and my grandchildren. And it was, some of them, it was a very hard choice. And dear Bonnie, livealifeyoulove.com. She caught me on making the choice and all the struggle I was dealing with and so on. And so her question to me is, what belief are you holding that's making it so difficult to make the move? And that was so huge, because everything else went swimmingly. The house sold immediately. Everything just was so blessed. Everything in terms of leaving Las Vegas, except for the emotional family stuff. And I hit the belief that when I go for something, there's always a price to pay. And under that was this deeply ingrained belief that I don't deserve to be happy. And this came out of my family of origin. You know, I could go into all the details, but it's really unnecessary. But it was deeply ingrained that I didn't deserve to be happy. And obviously, it was one of those things I took on in this lifetime to force me to make different choices. I really have to get a different script writer. That's all I can say here, because this script was a little heavy duty. And I'm not whining or complaining about my life, but I think that it's so important that when we what holds us back so often from making a choice of joy, a choice of excitement, or believing that we really can have it all, the things we truly desire, is our limiting beliefs that either we don't deserve it, or if we make that choice, other people are going to suffer. And, you know, here comes the martyr stuff. You know, I can't hurt my family. I can't leave my kids. I can't do this. I can't do that. And so many people right now are really getting these deep core beliefs that come out of family of origin, and they're literally bubbling up. And no matter how much work you've done, it's always surprising when this stuff shows up. It certainly was for me. It really
Jackie,
was for
I
me.
I just want to say one thing. You know, a lot of it goes back to the Christian religion, and this is not making a judgment on it, because I would imagine other religions know this statement, but, you know, Christ died for our sins. Well, I mean, how many times do you think you've heard that growing up? I mean, even without our parents teaching us, we didn't deserve. The church taught us we didn't deserve, and we were sinners from the get-go. It's interesting is that perhaps with this, the Pope stepping down, for whatever reasons, you know, and I have my beliefs, but this could be a real letting go for many people. Is like, wait a minute, the father figure, the ultimate father figure of the globe is stepping down. What is that saying? What is about this religion? And I think it's going to open up people to feel more willing to accept different beliefs. That's my opinion.
I think you're right, Squirrel, and I think that this is, for everybody that's a mother, it's always difficult with children because it doesn't matter their age. But there is this sense of responsibility to make certain everybody's kind of on their way and so on. For whatever reason, even though my children are older, I never think of them that way because they never really matured that way. But I do agree with you, and I think choosing for ourselves, and this is where I got to with it, that if I chose the life of my dreams, that everyone would benefit, and I've been affirming that every single day, that by choosing the highest choice for me, that I intend for everyone, all of my clients, all of my friends, my family, everyone in my experience, everyone that listens to the show, to also benefit from that choice, be lifted to a higher level by making that choice. And by doing that, I'm seeing it. What's interesting from the show last week that we didn't get to complete to this week, I'm already seeing manifestations with both my children of them making major choices and shifting their lives. Beliefs. It was living proof to me that I could make a choice for me. I could do what made me happy. And at the same time, my children benefit from it instead of feeling like I was abandoning them, which for me is always a big issue. Abandoning them, instead they were walking into more of their own magic, making higher choices for themselves, and in a way getting launched into the world without mom right there. And I think that for me was so big, and I constantly am making that choice every single day before every session, that I intend to live the life I love and that everyone will benefit as a result. And so it expands that choice for me, not because I feel like I have to, you know, drag everybody along, but because I do it out of my love, that I expand, and as I expand, everyone else is impacted, because that's what we do. As long as we're clear about the way we choose, we can choose it in such an expanded way, with nobody suffering, nobody paying a price, and everybody benefiting. And that, to me, felt so good. And so Bonnie said to me, well, I wrote you an email a couple of weeks ago, but I didn't send it. She said, now you can make new choices for your life. And I said, oh, you know, are you ever going to leave me alone? She said, no. What is your next dream? And I said, gee, but at Christmas, I don't even have dreams on the bedroom window, and you want me to dream another dream? She said, yes. So I pass that on to all of you, because we need to start dreaming more expanded lives, all of us, with greater possibilities, even than we can imagine. We don't have to put the players in there, just the dream. And the other thing I want to say here is to remember that everyone in our lives is choosing for themselves. We're going to see people make some choices that may not feel good, but at the same time, we need to love them enough to allow them to go on with whatever their path may be, because we don't know what they've chosen. And it's not our job to judge it at all. Even though we may not agree with it, it's not up to us, it's up to them. Our job is to bless their lives regardless of whatever choices they're making. That's a big one. And because it's very easy for us to all look around and look at people and say, well, you know, if they would have done this or that, it would have been a lot. That's not the answer. It's truly not the answer. I mean, I moved into a house that was sight unseen. And, you know, I had a few pictures and that's it. But I trusted that this was exactly where I was supposed to be. And it was. And it is. And because it was my dream, everything was waiting for me. It was pretty amazing. And it should be that way for every one of you. Absolutely. Again, I encourage everybody to go to Bonnie's website, sign up for her newsletters. It's livealifeyoulove.com. She sends these incredible messages from your unseen friends and from the goddess, and they are so inspired. You know, I do love her. She's tough on me and vice versa, but, you know, it's always good to have somebody that holds your feet to the fire.
If you're on Facebook, too, you can like Bonnie on Facebook and get these messages. She sends something every day, which I appreciate so much.
Now, on Facebook, is it livealifeyoulove.com?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. It is. All right, so you can go to it on Facebook.
Yeah, and I think if you really just type in Bonnie, B-O-N-I, and you'll find her, and you can become her friend, and then you'll find on her page how to get to Live a Life You Love.
Beautiful. The team is really wanting to work with us tonight to discover what is holding us back, because we all came with a purpose and a desire to be of service and create a beautiful and rich life filled with joy and prosperity and love and everything imaginable. But as long as we're still projecting these core beliefs out into the world, we're going to run into obstacles to our highest joy. And I do want to reiterate, whatever the title of any show is, I live it. I have now learned from here on out, you can be sure of this, everything is going to be very positive. So, I also want to mention, and I talked about this last week, I don't know if it got into the 15 minutes, everybody should have a copy of Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. She has all kinds of symptoms in there that are corresponding to emotional causes. I mean, even down to hurting a finger, and which finger and what it really means. And, you know, this is kind of, to me, it's the emotional Bible. So I really do recommend, again, Louise Hay, and the book is You Can Heal Your Life. Also, last week we lost a really special person, Debbie Ford, who really pioneered shadow work for the masses. With her many books and workshops, and I do want to honor her for the work that she did, even though it damn near killed me, but and I did tell her that. I want to thank Debbie for all she did and all the many lives she changed. And if you get a chance, Dark Side of the Light Chasers, which was her original book, brilliant.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
What?
It was brilliant, yeah.
Absolutely.
She nailed it.
And yes, for people who are, because we're always working with our shadow, and I can tell you that she really, really committed her life to be of service. She brought forward some incredible work, and, you know, I bless her. I really do bless her. Also, a beautiful woman, physically beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do we have questions tonight, or did people give up on it?
Yeah, we do, and it's time for you to go into channel.
I know. Okay. Well, we'll see if we last here once I go into channel, because I don't know.
We'll let you know.
Huh?
We'll let you know.
Thank you very much. Well, I asked before the show, and I couldn't get a straight answer, so we'll see what happens.
Okay. Now we're going to make it. I feel it.
All right. Welcome, Squirrel. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone. So good to be with you again. As always, a joy and a pleasure to spend time with you this way, to touch you in any way that you will allow us, to love you, to connect with you, to look at your beautiful fields of energy and light. All of you are expanding and growing and shifting and changing and clearing, and oh, it's beautiful. We do observe you all. We hope you don't mind. We don't interfere with your privacy. It's not like we're in your bedroom or anything. And if we come there, we're not looking at the physical you so much as your energy. It's time, people, now for all of you to decide that you do deserve to have an extraordinary life, a wonderful life, a life filled with joy and love. We recommend for all of you that you sit, take some time. Don't just rush through it, but take some time to decide what it is you truly want in your life and how that would feel. We recommend that you don't name names. You know, I want to marry this person or have sex with that one or whatever, live with this one. I want to be in a relationship with someone who is wonderful and joyful and fun and has a great sense of humor, understands that they create the reality, has an open mind and spirit, is willing to explore and learn, and can appreciate my desire to become more, to understand more, to grow, to move out of limitation. And allow the right person to come in, you see, to fit that. As you write down the things that you're wanting to create, I want to be involved in something where I feel that I'm making a contribution. Now, be careful with this one, because you're making a contribution every moment. Every single moment. Whether you want to be in the healing arts or write books or whatever it may be, paint paintings, whatever it may be. I want to express. I want to connect. I want to, again, write the things that you feel. I want to feel excited every morning to enter my day, knowing that something new and wonderful and exciting is going to happen, that I'm in a constant state of discovery about myself and others, the universe, my star friends, whatever it may be. The dolphins, the whales, it doesn't really matter, you see, the earth. Everything is connected. I choose to experience health, wellness, rejuvenation, to be led to just the right things for me, whether it be supplements or body work, energetic work, whatever that may be for you. I choose to live in a home filled with light, my light, and the light of those that I love, to appreciate everything in it, to feel joyful when I open the door, come into the house, however that looks for you. For you. But go to the feeling levels of this, you see. The feeling levels. I intend to experience perfect health. To feel rejuvenated. To feel, well, the squirrel, your word, the youthing all the time. Youthing. Don't worry about how you get there. Just make the choices. And let those things float around. Choose how you want to feel in a relationship and let the right relationship come in to match that. So many of you get attached to somebody. All right? To the idea of being with someone when in fact it may not be the perfect situation for you. It may be less than the most wonderful and exciting and expansive relationship that you could have. Oh, no, this is the man. I can tell this is a woman. I know. No, you don't. Allow the universe, your unseen friends, God, Goddess, all that is, to help bring forward the most perfect relationship for you. So many of you are used to suffering in relationships, and so you tend to bring that forward into the next one. Allow the opportunity that you can have one without suffering. And sit with that, and really sit with all the possibilities and write them out. But we caution you here. Look at what comes up. Oh, that can never happen for me. I don't have enough money, or I don't have this. I don't know how to do that. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not young enough. I'm not handsome enough. I'm not rich enough. All the objections that come up. These are the things that you want to be aware of. Because these are the beliefs that you're carrying. I don't deserve to have this because I don't have this or that. And what you do is you squelch the magic, you see. You set the intent and let the universe deliver the ways for it to happen. In a way, we're saying to you, step out of logic and reason. Sometimes the logic and reason is going to hurt you. You see, none of you truly understands how powerful you are. If you did, you'd be busy out there living the life of your dreams. You wouldn't be listening to the radio show, more than likely. You'd be too damn busy. Every one of you are capable of creating anything and everything you truly desire. That's a hard one for all of you to grasp, because then you tend to beat yourself up. Well, if I could do that, why haven't I done it already? What's wrong with me? We don't want you to go there. That's not going to help you. This is about loving yourself enough to give yourself permission to be happy without struggle. To create your life without pain and guilt. Now, we told the channel during this entire process of selling our home and trying to get ready for this move, every day we said, you have a choice. You can have a wonderful, loving, happy day, or you can choose to be in stress. Now, she chose stress more than she chose the other. It was her choice. And we will say this to you. Your energy fields are getting so big that now if you choose stress, it's going to turn in on your body. And you're going to have problems. So why choose stress? oh, she's got a million reasons, or I'm busy and I have so much to do, and okay. Which tells us that you don't believe in perfect timing and folding time and space, and that you can get everything done in the timing that you need to. So we let it go. And so she blew her adrenals, and she sometimes she has to learn the hard way. That's all right. We love her, so as long as she doesn't do too much damage to herself, you know. She'll do enough, you know, to get it. She'll say to us, all right, I can see it. I know. Damn it. All right, Squirrel, you've got questions.
Oh, I certainly have a question about what you just said. I mean, choosing happiness or stress, I think most of us would say, well, yeah, I want to choose happiness, but I'm just not feeling it.
You're not going to feel it. You're not going to feel it until you choose it.
All right, good point.
All right.
I know. Okay.
I'm happy, therefore I choose happiness? No.
Right.
Happiness and joy are choice. The channel has a lovely friend, and she's been through so much. But she chooses joy and happiness every day. She is just a bubble of light. Wherever she goes, everyone loves her. She spreads love and light everywhere she goes. All day, all night, everywhere. She chooses to be happy regardless of what she walks through. Regardless of what she walks through. We're not hearing you, Squirrel. You need to talk into the phone. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just would say that I'm sure at some point she, you know, there are days she doesn't feel that happy, but she did choose to change that, change her mood.
She chooses it every day. This is who she is.
Yeah.
Even when she has some sad moments, she will take a moment to feel it, but she always gets the message. That's not a choice of faith. For her, this is the way she chooses to believe, but to her, you see, she has trusted in every moment that she was protected and taken care of, and it's always been there for her, because she has. This is a unique relationship that she has with God. She's the one that always says, God's got my back, and she believes it.
That's great. Okay, well, we do have a question.
All right.
And this question comes from Deborah.
All right.
And she's with DDS. And she asks, what about the theory that the Pope was fired and his position taken away from him to be replaced? I just heard this last night on Dr. Turi's radio show on DDS. And her second question is, how do you dream a more expanded life?
All right, well, let's take question one first.
Okay.
We don't comment on these things as they apply to someone like the Pope, and we'll tell you why. There are many people that are very attached to, all right, the Pope and his position on the planet. There will be many theories that will come forward. There are more to come, by the way, about the Pope. It's going to be up to you to choose whatever you choose to believe. As things begin to unfold over this next year, many of the things that you believe around this situation are going to come to light in a different way. All right? You're in a process right now of the breaking down of the old. And a lot of people are going to try to hold on to the old because that's been all they've known. That has been their connection to God through the book. So we won't comment on that. We know what happened, but we're not going to comment, not on the air. Now, next question, Deborah. And what was it, Squirrel?
How do you dream a more expanded life?
Well, we've just been talking about that. And Deborah, this is where you really need to sit with, where am I limited? How have I limited myself and why? What have I believed I couldn't have? I either didn't deserve it, I could see no way to get there, which is no excuse, by the way. It's not your job to see how to get there. It's your job to dream it. That's number one. Number one. And then allow and look at all the objectors, all of the reasons why you think you can't have it. Okay? I'm not young enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not rich enough, I'm not smart enough. Doesn't matter what it is. Write them all out. And then choose it anyway. And this is where all of you need to look at, what do I believe? And why? And why? And why? What were you taught by your family? How were you taught that you didn't deserve? Whether it be by modeling it, perhaps you learned it through your relationships, husbands or wives that cheated on you or hurt you or whatever, affirming for you that you didn't deserve to be loved. Your job, all of you, is to love you unconditionally, to appreciate you, to take care of you. So many of you don't take care of yourselves one way or the other. And that means taking care of your feelings as well. If people that are in your experience are unkind to you, stop hanging out with them. Why go there? So-and-so is my friend, but she's such a bitch. Well, then don't go there. Seek out people who are loving, affirming, life-affirming for you. Well, I don't know anyone like that. Then get out there and meet some new people. And in the meantime, enjoy your own company. Affirm life for yourself. But dream alive. What is it you truly want? You see, without the dream, all right, pay attention here. Without the dream, the universe is sitting on its hands. Well, she doesn't want anything. Okay. Ah, focused on all the negatives. There we go. All right, she wants something. Here you go. More negative, more negative. With a dream, you focus on the positive. But focus on how it feels. I want to feel joy every day. I want to be excited to get up in the morning. I want to be filled with hope. That's my intention. Now, the universe then has to send in things that will support that, help create that, and it will start showing up in your life. Now, we warn you. You can't be over here criticizing the hell out of people and then expect to have a beautiful, exciting life. That's not going to work. Your job is to bless everybody in your experience. Understand they're all on their own path. And then choose for you. And when you make a choice, when you add to your dream, and you get that twinge, oh, that'll never happen. That's where you want to sit down and do some writing, some journaling. Why don't I believe I can have this? Where did that come from? Who taught me that? How did life show me that? And what, most important, what would I have to believe to have had the life I've already led? Because these are the core beliefs, and this is where we recommend you go onto Bonnie's website and work with her tools for changing core beliefs. Again, familial beliefs that you were taught over and over again. The channel was taught over and over and over by her mother. She didn't deserve to be happy. And if she was happy in the slightest, her mother would make sure things were shifted so she couldn't experience happiness. And punished. Punished for being happy. Now, she thought she'd worked through all that. But it came up again with this move. There it was. In order for me to choose happiness, I have to pay a price. Look at that one. Is that belief in there somewhere? Or whatever belief you may find. All of you deserve to be happy. Lazarus's tape. I deserve. Lazarus. LAZARIS.com. I deserve. Money's a frequency, a tone. You can have as much of it as you want. It's an illusion. Struggle is optional. You can make it a struggle, but why would you choose that? Unless you believed somewhere that you had to struggle, that life's a struggle. Choose for you. Now, Lazarus talked about this on one tape a long time ago, which treat everything you have as though it were the things you truly desire. Your clothes as though you had bought them from Saks Fifth Avenue instead of JCPenney or Target or wherever. Your car, like it's a beautiful Mercedes or whatever flavor you like. Step into the elegance, and the rest will come. But really examine your beliefs. Where can I sabotage myself? All right? Do I sabotage myself? I say I'm going to do something, but I never follow through. Well, you can dream all you want, but if you're self-sabotaging, all right, nobody's doing it to you. You're doing it to yourself. Why? Why do you sabotage your good? Deep down inside, you don't believe you deserve it. Why? Find the belief and change it. Every one of you are capable of creating the life of your dreams. Every one of you. Especially now. Because the energies are supporting that. Now, if your dream's just about money, well, that'll never be enough. we would recommend that you choose joy, you choose abundance, you choose plenty. And open up, unpinch the hose of abundance and prosperity so it starts flowing in. Once you get the hang of it, it'll always be there. Stop worrying about it. That pinches it off again.
I don't really like to pinch you off, but I think we're going to have to say goodnight.
All right. All of you, dear ones, we would like to work with you two nights now on discovering core beliefs that are holding you back, blocking you from creating the life you truly desire to live. You may not find all of them. You may start tripping over them one at a time. But once you discover them, do the work. We are here to help you. We love you. We know that each and every one of you are here to make an incredible difference on the planet, and you're doing it every moment of every day and night. Know that we love you, and we love you, Squirrel.
Love you, too. Thank you.
And until we speak with all of you again in this format, our unconditional love to you. We will see you in your dreams. Namaste.
Namaste.
We're over time. Good night, everybody. We love you.
Good night, Jackie. I love you. I love everyone. We made it this time.
Okay, good night, Squirrel. Bye.